Unit 2. The right language?
Keeping your language.
Hi, Saul. I just wondered, you've been living in France a long time, and of course you're from England. Are you ever worried that you might be losing your English, the spontaneity of it?
No, never. And I think that's probably because I'm not in... I'm not married to a French person, which is... I know people who do become more francophile in their personal life and have more problems coming up with the correct grammatical structure for a phrase,
right,
because they're so used to speaking with their spouse or whatever, their partner, that they lose touch with it. But since I speak English all the time at home and in the workplace I'm always speaking French, there's a very clear denomination for me. So I never find that thing where I'm thinking, how do you say that in English? There's perhaps an occasional word, but it's probably something pretty erudite. You know, it's something that, it's assez recherché, as we would say in French.
Yes, yes. And it's something that is maybe more precise, maybe, in French, and it seems to be less precise in your mother tongue, and therefore you use the one that you find is more adapted to that situation.
Oh, yes, we do that all the time, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, that's our joke thing that we do, franglais, all the time, is where you, when you speak more than one language, you use the best of both.
Exactly.
So if there's a phrase in French that's just perfect and just fits a sentiment, then, you know, if that's the feeling I'm looking for, then I'll use that with other people who are bilingual.
Yeah, it's du luxe.
It's absolutely, yeah. C'est de rigueur.